Oh, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog on Thursday, the 17th of November, day 17 of Napod Pomo. I was struck reflecting on the Kate Bush Convention in 1990, 21 years ago today exactly, of how different the world was then in terms of the technology we had available to us and how easy it was to share stuff with each other compared to now. I was invited to the Kate Bush Convention via the Homeground magazine, which was the magazine of the Kate Bush fan club. There was a page in it and you could cut out a slip and send it back, put your details in, send it back, and then you got the information about the event sent back to you through the post. You paid by check. Whereas these days, I am sure, and in fact, you know, with conventions for example, Doctor Who or other events, it's very, very easy to book online, pay by credit card, etc., and get your ticket straight away. So, for example, the Knitting and Stitching Show, which I'm going to next weekend, booked a ticket online. It arrived today in the post, paid with a credit card. Got the all the details, map, everything are available online. But in the case of the Kate Bush Convention in 1990, it was all done by post. And then when we got there, of course, very few people had cameras, and they would have been film cameras. And very few people had, even fewer people than had cameras, had video cameras. And they would have had tape and what have you in the video cameras. I understand that somebody did attempt to take a video of the event, but it didn't work. The film, there was a problem with the film or something like that, and it didn't work. Whereas these days, of course, everybody would have, well, not everybody, but a very significant number of people at an event would have mobile phones that could record sound, take pictures, or record video. Of course, there would probably be all sorts of rules about not being allowed to do that. But the fact remains that if you look on the internet now for information about that event in 1990, there is the archive of the newsgroup discussions, the rec.music.gaffer newsgroup discussions, all text. No photos that I could find, certainly. I mean, there must be some photos somewhere, but they've probably never been scanned in. There weren't that many photos taken. I don't remember lots of flash bulbs going or anything like that, which there probably would have been with film cameras. Nobody's got a recording of the song that she sung, although somebody did note down the lyrics. Those are available on the internet. The little program from the convention has been scanned in, but it was pre-web. There was no web. There was no Flickr. There was no YouTube. There were no mobile phones. There were no blogs. The whole concept of a blog didn't really exist, as far as I'm aware, back in 1990. There was file sharing. The rec.music.gaffer news group had some file storage space, and you could find things like people had done analyses of lyrics and details of her discography and that kind of thing, but there was no videos or anything like that. As I mentioned before, if you did get to see videos of things, it would be nth generation copy VHS tapes. So it's a very different world 21 years ago, and really quite amazing to think in such a short space of time how much the world of technology and sharing photos and video has and sound recordings has changed in that time. So there you go. There's my thoughts on that. Bye for now. Speak to you again tomorrow.